there's a variety of different outcome scales that are built in to the adult measures. Quality of life was one we wanted to start with. It seemed like a nice global scale that I think people naturally gravitate to. You know, as a result of receiving services at this particular agency, you know, is your quality of life any better, the same, or worse than it was than, you know, before you started? And then you do that periodically, 6 months or a year at a time, and you measure that. I think the thinking would be, obviously, that as someone is receiving treatment for their mental illness, in most cases, since this is a mental health kind of initiative, the outcomes initiative, as they're receiving treatment, that they would feel as if their quality of life has improved. I mean, that's the assumption. But there's other scales. There's a symptom distress scale, for example. That's another one that I'm particularly interested in. Typically, folks, when they initially come into an agency, they report that their distress over their psychiatric or mental health symptoms is very high. What we would expect to see over time is that steadily drops off, again, as they receive the proper care, treatment, that they're less distressed by their symptoms, ostensibly because maybe their symptoms aren't occurring as often, or if they do occur, they're not to the duration or the intensity that they were in the past. So there's several scales like that that the Department of Mental Health has built into the adult version of the Ohio Outcomes that we'll be looking at. We started with quality of life just as a nice global one, but there are certainly more.